Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome. Come on in. Welcome back, everyone, to A World Powerfully Transformed. Our guest this week is the amazing Jackie Woodside. Jackie is a friend of mine. And she is a public speaker, an author, a creator of the Money Vibe System, Life Design. She is one of the best transformational coaches that I have ever met, and some say one of the best around the world. She's also the creator of the Conscious Living Podcast, which I had the pleasure of being on recently. So welcome, Jackie. Very excited to have you here today.
Oh, thank you so, so much. And thank you for that delightful intro, Tony. And I just have to say, it's always such a delight to just find some sandbox that you and I can play in together. So thank you for featuring me on your podcast. It's an honor to be here with you and your community. And I spoke there about a month ago. I'll be down at your beautiful church in Cape Cod in another month. And So thank you for being my friend, my colleague, and for creating this so important podcast to get this message out in the world that we can create a world transformed. So I'm so on board to be here with you and all your listeners.
Thank you so much. Well, Jackie, I'd like to just jump right into it. What is conscious living?
Gosh, such a great question. So I have the Conscious Living Podcast. I also run an annual summit called the Conscious Living Summit. And I've written a three-part series called The Curriculum for Conscious Living. So I think conscious living is my thing. And I still don't know, Tony, if I have an answer for that. So let me tell you what I think it is today. And I reserve the right to change my mind next week. How's that?
Sounds good.
You know, to me, conscious living is a progressive or a process of awakening to the truth of who we really are. See, it's so interesting being a human being, right? Having this psychological mechanism called the ego and having a neurological mechanism inside of your brain, both of which are designed for your survival and to keep you safe, which does not exactly align with the other part of us that is fully divine, fully one with the creative element of the universe, which is God. And so conscious living is about bringing together these two seemingly disparate parts and making it into one whole. How's that?
That's a great, great explanation.
Hey, that was pretty good. You know, I'm going to have to listen to this so I can write that down. That was pretty good.
I think also, Jackie, that's really the goal of all of our spiritual living, all of our spiritual path, all of our learning and experiences, is to bring the divinity of ourselves out into manifestation, to manifest the Christ in us is what we would say in unity.
Yeah, I call it being your God self on earth.
Amen. That's right.
That's what we're here to do. You're here to be your God self, not your little self, not your ego self, not your frightened self, not your child within self. You are here to bring forth your God self on earth.
So in terms of your curriculum for conscious living, how do you go about doing that? Because most of us are living by default personalities all the time. That yeah. child self, that fearful self, the addictive yeah. self. What's the curriculum entail?
Boy, I love this curriculum. So I really am of the mind that left to our own devices, the ego will reign. You know, I mean, there are some people that you hear these stories who have kind of like spontaneous enlightenment through, you know, deep questioning. But I think for the most of us mere mortals, we need some kind of structured, you know, approach and guidance and mentoring and coaching to help us recognize the proclivities of the ego, the tendencies of the ego, and be able to start shedding that or diminishing the hold that the ego has on your life so that you are being lived by this higher sense of self, this higher essence, higher consciousness. So I wrote a three-part curriculum, three different courses that lead people through a process of awakening. And the first part of it is called life design. And in life design, it's a very practical approach to spiritual living where we answer the question of what is my purpose? You know, why am I here? What's my purpose? What do I value? Who am I? Where am I going in my life? And how am I going to get there? So at the end of that course, you've answered all of those questions, which really changes your consciousness. And in the last part of that course, we study my consciousness model that helps people recognize if you change your outer circumstances, but don't change your inner condition, you will just keep recreating the same outer circumstances.
Wow, it's powerful, Jackie, powerful.
It really is.
It's true.
Wonderful, wonderful course. Yeah. So that course ends by looking at your level of consciousness and starting to understand how to elevate consciousness. So the next course in the curriculum is called Life Mastery. And that course begins with, oh, okay, so consciousness really is everything. My life is not determined by my circumstances. It is determined by my consciousness. So that course is an in-depth study into the various levels of consciousness and teaches specific strategies, tools, techniques, and practices to elevate consciousness. That course ends in like understanding that this incredible level of transcendent consciousness is kind of what our birthright is. That's who we are, here to live a transcendent life. And that is the third course. Living a Transcendent Life delves into how do you live a life where you are fully constituted in these higher levels of consciousness, of peace, oneness, unity, equanimity, unconditional love. So it's literally a step-by-step process that walks people through a process of awakening.
That's amazing. Sounds a lot like A Course in Miracles to me. It's taken me 30 years.
Right?
Reading A Course in Miracles and the Bible. I'm sure your course doesn't take that long. How long do you see this curriculum?
Yeah, it does not take that long. The first course goes for about 12 weeks. The second course goes for about 6 weeks. And the third course is designed as a study group, a mastermind group. I call it the course that never ends. So there's that 30-year factor. But living a transcendent life usually operates semesters, 8 weeks, and then we take a break, or 10 weeks, and we take a break over the summer, and then we meet up again. So a lot of the students just kind of stay in this high-level inquiry around the question, what does it take to live a transcendent life?
Boy, that's amazing. And do you have certain guidance on how to manifest that life according to the transcendent consciousness?
Do I have what? Do I say it again?
Specific guidance on
how
to live your life. Like once you've gotten to this transcendent consciousness, you know, okay, now I'm going back to my job.
Right?
How do I maintain my consciousness at that level?
That entire course, Living a Transcendent Life, literally operates around seven steps to transcendent consciousness and 10 fundamental beliefs. That is the whole course. So yes, there are principles that people are invited to live inside of, to memorize, to read every day. So there are specific, you know, kind of the steps of living a transcendent life and the beliefs of living a transcendent life.
Great. So now I go back to my family, my job, my community, and no one else is living a transcendent life
right?
around me.
Yes, that is true.
You know, perhaps
That's the way I if I see it that way. I read a beautiful meme on Facebook. It said, I don't always think I'm enlightened, but when I do, I'm not.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's so perfect.
So what happens when, you know, you're challenged to keep your vibe at that transcendent level of awareness, and those around you, don't seem to have any interest?
Yeah, it's a great question. One of the things that I say as you move through this curriculum is that as you grow in consciousness, you literally will have less people that you are interested in spending time with. Because as we know, like attracts like on the vibratory plane. So like energy attracts like, and likes energy, you know, so, you know, I get along, you and I get along and I say, oh, Tony, I like his vibe. And you're like, oh, that Jackie, she's got a great vibe, because we think and believe similar things. So as you raise in consciousness, you literally are vibrating differently. You create a different vibratory pattern of your beliefs, emotions, attitudes, and thoughts. So you're creating a different vibe that does not jive with the vibe of mainstream America. For a time in going through the curriculum for conscious living and living a transcendent life, for a time it's like, uh-oh, I don't know if I like this. Like, I'm not sure I have friends. I don't really want to hang with these people. What's wrong with me? Should I be doing something different? Like, so there's this transition where you're a little bothered by it because you really don't feel like in your own skin any longer, and you don't resonate with people around you. But then as you continue in the journey of growing in consciousness, you have that same experience of, I don't really jive with other people. It just doesn't bother you any longer. Like, really happy with who you are and the peace of mind that you have and the love that you bring to everyone that you meet. And so there's this this odd transition where you can be perceived as aloof, you could be perceived as disconnected and uncaring, because you're kind of rising above the fray, if you will. You don't get into the petty dramas in the workplace or the hassles in your family. You really recognize that life is unfolding exactly as it should, and that life is working for you. It's not happening to you. It is happening for you. Mm-hmm. And that each person around you is doing their best according to their current and evolving level of consciousness. So when you bring that forth, you can, you know, maybe you don't have as many buddies that you hang out with on a Friday night, but your life is so much better and so much more peaceful.
Wonderful. Yeah. You talk about your vibratory pattern, like,
yeah,
raising or expanding the vibration of love, really, is the peacefulness within you. Do you think that this is what will be the catalyst for transforming this world from one of hate and war to love?
I think it's the only
connectedness.
Thing that, yeah,
the
I think
only
it's
thing that can do it. Wow.
I really think it's the only thing that can. I mean, look, we've tried drugs, we've tried psychedelics, you know, we've tried democracy, we've tried authoritarianism, we've made all these other attempts, right?
Yeah.
I really believe that, I mean, here's my fundamental truth, Tony, is that anytime any one of us grows in consciousness, raises our vibratory pattern, all of humanity changes.
I believe that.
A rising tide raises all boats. So as you get your message out to your congregation and they go out being more loving, more accepting, more connected, more generous to the people in their families, in their communities, as I do my podcast or hold my summits or teach my classes, as we're raising consciousness in our own lives and in the lives of those around us, I do believe that humanity is and will change. It's just like, damn, we got our work cut out for us, because there's a lot of healing and a lot of growth in consciousness that still needs to occur.
Yes, I believe that too. Some days it seems a little daunting.
Yeah, right. If you've noticed,
in this type of profession,
for sure,
trying to influence minds to accept their own divinity and oneness and connectedness and interdependence.
Right.
But I see it happening. I see the world's response to the war in Ukraine as evidence that there are more people living from that vibrational pattern of caring for one another than there are who want to commit violence towards each other.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, I am in awe, really, every single day when I go out at how kind, how loving, how attentive, how caring people are. And if your listeners right now are like, what world is she living in? You know, that's not my experience. I'll just remind you, as within, so without. So if you're noticing that you're having a lot of curmudgeons or, you know, difficult personalities in your life, don't focus without outward, focus inward to see how you can become more accepting, more kind, more loving, more generous. Because as you do that, it's so bizarre, Tony. I know you and I know this, but when people don't have the lived experience of it, it sounds bizarre. But as you transform, life around you transforms.
Amen. I
was traveling last weekend and I was going from, where was I? A training event, right? That's what I'd finished a training event and I had to take an Uber over to my Airbnb and that kind of thing. And I didn't know where I was, but I was starved. Like the thing went 2 hours over. I hadn't eaten since 12. It's like 7 o'clock at night. And so I get in my Uber and the guy's like, you know, where, you know, whatever. He has my address. And it's like, look, I don't know the area. You know, can you help me out here? I don't know. I need something to eat. Could you mind pulling over so I can get something to eat? But I don't know. And he's like, drive. And he's like, I know. He's like, how about sushi? And I love sushi. I was like, sushi? Really? He's like, yeah, there's this great new place. It just opened up. I was like, how did you know? He's like, well, I looked at your age and you're a white woman. So I figured you're the way you're dressed. You're just kind of he had me sized up in a minute. Right. So we get there. It is pouring down rain. And he's like, no, I'll pull right up next to the door. I was like, I have to go in and order. Don't worry. Take your time, ma'am. It's no problem. So then I go into the restaurant and I say to the woman, look, my Uber guy's waiting. She's like, no, we'll get this right up for you. And they had it for me in like 7 minutes. And the Uber guy was so kind. And the lady in the restaurant was so kind. And as a matter of fact, I took a picture of the guy. And then, you know, we get to my Airbnb and I was like, hey, I'm alone. You know, I got to go down through that little entryway there. Do you mind waiting while I go in? Just make sure everything's okay. It's like, oh, I got you. I'm going to take care of everything. And it was just, I was just so moved. And that's my experience of life. Mm-hmm. There are kind, generous, thoughtful people everywhere. And the more I think and affirm that, the more that's my experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a new Unity on Cape Cod opening prayer. I when you were talking, it reminded me of this because this is what we've been really programming our own minds to remember.
Yeah.
And part of it's from Louise Hay, and I added a little bit on the ending, but it's a very short thing. I'd love to share it with you.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
So at the beginning of every day, we say, deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface. It fills my heart, my body, my consciousness, my very being, and radiates out from me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. Mm-hmm. The more love I use and give, the more I have to give. I am a beloved child of the universe. I was created in love and for love, and it is my intention to bring more love into this world. Mm. And so it is.
Amen. That is beautiful, Tony. I love that you're doing that. I'll share with people. I have just a very simple practice when I wake up every morning. I put my right hand over my heart chakra, and I just breathe in love and I breathe out love to the world. And I start by just, you know, thinking of the people right near me, my spouse, my cat, my dog, my son. And then I breathe in love from the whole universe and I breathe out love to my neighborhood, my neighbor next door who's got cancer and the couple down the street that's not getting along and the kid down the street who's playing basketball, right? So I breathe in love. Breathe out love to my neighborhood. And then I breathe in love from the universe and breathe out love to my town. And I just go on and on and on until I'm breathing out love back to the whole universe. starting from my bedroom to my neighborhood, to my town, to my country, you know, to the world, and then to the whole universe of bringing in that love. And it takes, you know, what is it? It's a 3-minute practice, and that's how I start every day.
Beautiful, beautiful way to start off a conscious day of living, isn't it?
A conscious day of living, right? If I'm going to choose my way of being for the day, I want to ground myself in love.
That is fantastic. Well, Jackie, you've got a few things coming up. Your Money Vibe Summit, your Conscious Living Summit. Is all that happening very soon this year?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So the let me see, the Money Vibe Summit is on May 21st with a live kickoff event. And then it's either 7 or 10 days after that, people will receive a fresh new recording from New York Times bestsellers and the highest selling author in Japan, 8 million books, Ken Honda, and one of the most well-known speakers in Iran, Payam Brahmamapour, who is a dear friend of mine. So, I mean, really top shelf knowledge speakers. I'm just Grant Cardone's right-hand man. Grant Cardone is a billionaire businessman in Florida, his right-hand man. Dave Robards will be there. So it's just going to be an extraordinary event to raise people's consciousness in this one specific area around money, right? People really struggle around that. So that's May 21st. And then the Conscious Living Summit will be in September. Same thing. We have a 3-hour kickoff event followed by 10 days of interviews sent out. And that's just about just unpacking this question from different spiritual leaders, thought leaders, and teachers. What does it mean to live a conscious life, and how can I do more of that? So those are some things I've got coming up. And then in May, I'm also creating or releasing my Productivity and Peace of Mind class, a 5-week class on how to, you know, be sure you're living your optimized best life and bringing forth your God self on earth without being stressed out, burned out, and overwhelmed while you're doing it. So productivity and peace of mind for me go hand in hand.
Well, that's beautiful. I might actually join that one. That sounds
love
wonderful.
To have you. It's a 5-week course, and it's, let me see, on Tuesdays. I don't remember if it's at 11 a.m. Anyway, I think I don't know if it's up on my website yet or not, but certainly excellent. You can email me and anybody who wants to, you know, get information on those things, just go to my website, jackiewoodside.com, and just sign up for my newsletter, and you'll get the email notifications.
Excellent. All good stuff. Great stuff. Since this really is the raising of our consciousness and our vibe, I love the idea that consciousness is not something that's just in your mind. It's the vibration of your living, of your whole being.
Yeah.
So I think that this is the way forward and the way to create a world powerfully transformed through the growing movement of our joined shared spiritual awakening. Jackie, we love you so much. We're so grateful for all the good work you're doing in the world. If you want to find out, everyone out there, more about conscious living, just go to jackiewoodside.com and get the information there, and hope to see you in some of these amazing events that Jackie has coming up. She's also a very good friend of Unity Worldwide around the world. She's available to speak at your spiritual center.
Indeed.
Just throwing that out there as well. And just thank you everyone for joining us today. And remember that the key to the world being powerfully transformed is in your conscious living.
Beautiful.
See you next time.
Thanks, Tony.
Lots of love.
Thank you each and every one for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.